Let's go to Albert Jacob. Now, he was a former minister in the Liberal, Colin Barnett Liberal government. Now he's the mayor of Joondalup. Hello to you, Albert. You still do what Luke Beck says is illegal.
Thanks. The city of Joondalup have had a prayer at the start of the council meeting ever since there was a city of Joondalup, and I've continued that tradition. There's a lot in what Luke said, and I'll try and unpack that. First of all, and I'm not a constitutional lawyer, I respect that element that Luke brings to it, but I would say that the way that we do it at Joondalup, which is it's actually a preamble, and then I formally open the meeting after the prayer, is certainly in line with the vibe of the constitution. And I think what a lot of people might not realise about the Australian Constitution, the very opening line of the preamble of the Australian Constitution is, whereas we, the people of the Commonwealth, humbly relying on the blessings of Almighty God. I mean, those are the very opening lines of the preamble for the Australian Constitution. We open and we use that exact terminology, Almighty God, in our prayer at the City of Joondalup. We don't say the Lord's Prayer. It's a very short prayer, only three sentences. That reference borrowed straight from the constitutional preamble is the only reference to a God. Then the focus on it, of it from that point on, is on how we deliberate and treating each other with respect. I would not see it as a sectarian prayer. It's not secular, but it's not sectarian. And
is it Christian though, Albert? Is it a Christian?
No, I would say it's not sectarian, and I'll justify that. Yeah. I do a lot of citizenship ceremonies as well. It's also part of the job of mayor. When you become an Australian citizen, you can take an oath or an affirmation. Now, the vast majority of the residents of Joondalup do belong to a faith. Christian is the largest of those, but we have a large Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, or a range of people from other faiths. People of faiths take the oath before God, and that's across the board. And I see that in all the citizenship. So I see people of other faiths similarly taking that oath when they become Australians. And so hence why that reference is
just taken
from the line.
But they can choose, can't they? They don't have to do that.
No, they don't have to. No, exactly. Yeah. They choose. And they choose to take that. But they have to. You only have two choices. You either have the affirmation from this time forward, or the oath from this time forward under God. And so I would say people of all faiths usually choose the oath approach. The other thing I'll just tackle from Luke's, if it's, as he says, illegal for a local government to do something that's not expressly allowed, then he defeats his own argument saying, well, a welcome to country should be included because that's not expressly allowed either. So, I mean, it can't be.
But a welcome to country is not a prayer, is it?
No, it's not. But Luke's argument was, no, and we are incorporating a welcome to country in ours going forward as well. Mm-hmm. An acknowledgement, I should say, because I'm not Aboriginal, an acknowledgement of country. Mm-hmm. No, and I think that should be included. But if Luke's argument is, on the legal side, A, I'll point to the preamble in the Constitution, and we're very much in that vibe. B, if his argument is you can only do what's expressly allowed, then you can't argue for an acknowledgement of country either, because that's not expressly allowed either.
And Albert, I would assume that Christian prayer, and I know it aligns with your Christian values, so I'm to assume that there is no desire by you or anyone in your council to get rid of it?
I have simply continued the prayer that was existing when I came in as mayor, and it is my intention to continue to do that, along with an acknowledgement of country, hopefully Noongar language going forward. I've actually got that project underway at the moment. But I would also say to all my residents, it was never drafted, as I understand it, as a sectarian prayer, nor is it intended in that way. And I would, from my observation of citizenships over many years, the vast majority of Joondalup residents come from a faith, and the vast majority of residents, when they become Australians, say, from this time forward under God, they borrow that exact wording. How they then worship God in their way, they interpret for themselves. So I'm happy to read out the City of Joondalup prayer.
Yeah, I'd like you to, please.
So it's quite short. Almighty God, we ask you to guide us in all of our discussions, to show goodness, honesty, understanding and wisdom in all that we undertake for the benefit of the City of Joondalup and our residents. May we respect each other's views at all times, and we ask all of this in your name. Amen.
And if you took out the reference to God, because it doesn't necessarily represent everybody's faith, would you be comfortable with that without the reference to God?
Well, no, because that's a secular prayer. It is not meant to be. It is neither meant to be sectarian nor secular.
All right, we'll leave it there. Appreciate you being part of this discussion. Albert Jacob there, he's the mayor of Joondalup.